Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to continue to talk about how we can boost our work energy. Remember last time we had a presentation from Diana, and she gave us some tips about how to boost your energy levels at the office or at school. You should probably get up 15 minutes before, or at least set the alarm 15 minutes before you actually get up. Of course, have coffee, time out your coffee breaks, do a little stretching and stuff like that. And she certainly had some good advice here. But someone at the end of the discussion last time in our extra dialogues kind of said, hey, I'm always so busy. How can I remember all these tips? And the answer was to actually try some smartphone apps. And of course, here in Taiwan, smartphone usage is very, very high. People basically can't do anything unless they have their smartphone at hand. So, hey, if you want to remember some of these energy tips, there are some apps that you can download into your smartphone that could actually help you out with this.
If you need some help keeping track of your energy or how many cups of coffee you've been drinking, or even your posture, my posture is the one that bothers me, you might want to look into one of these apps, especially if you still have memory on your phone that will allow you to download.
Indeed. So let's talk about what these energy apps are and how they can keep us going at work. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson now one time. We all know that we should take breaks at work to stretch, rest our eyes, and so on. However, it's easy to lose track of time during a busy workday. Given the prevalence of technology in our lives, it's no surprise that there are apps to help us out. Evo is an app that actually shuts off your phone or computer monitor when it's time for you to take a break. According to experts, we should follow the 20-20-20 schedule. That is, stop looking at your screen every 20 minutes to stare for 20 seconds at an object 20 feet away. This is Evo's default setting, but it can be adjusted to fit your preferences. Similar apps can remind you to take breaks, to get up and move around, and can even recommend exercises you can do while sitting at your desk. Apps that do this include Move, WorkRave, and BreakTime. Still another, Posture Man Pet, uses your computer's webcam to let you know if you aren't sitting properly at your desk. One of the most unusual apps is Caffeine Zone, which monitors your caffeine intake. With this app, you know when it's time for a refill that'll keep you feeling alert. Equally, the app warns you when you're drinking too much, especially late in the day when it might affect your sleep. Check out these apps and see how they can help you with your productivity.
Okay, let's get started, guys. These are some energy apps that will help you keep going at work, keep your energy level at a high level, maintain that energy. We all know that we should take breaks at work to stretch, rest our eyes, and so on. But sometimes you're so busy, you feel guilty if you walk away from your desk, or you feel like, oh, my coworker's not doing it. If I get up and walk away, the boss will think, you know, I'm lazy or I'm not as working as hard as the others. So, but you have to really be able to take care of yourself. No one's going to help you at work. You need to actually make sure you're doing what's best for your own body.
Be kind of interesting if bosses actually noticed if you aren't doing those things. And so you'll be under pressure to actually stop and stretch and rest your eyes and so on. But of course, bosses don't do that. They expect you to work all day long. But in any case, however, it's easy to lose track of time during a busy workday. So yes, we know that we should take breaks, we should rest, have coffee and stuff like that. But we can lose track of time. This phrase here, to lose track of, is the opposite of the phrase to keep track of something. To keep track of something means that you know where things are, you know where they're supposed to be, you know what time it is, etc., etc. You're on top of things, you are in control. And to lose track of things means you're kind of out of control. You don't really know what time it is, you don't know how much time you just spent on doing something, etc. You kind of lose track of things. You can lose track of time, but you could also lose track of people, of things, etc. Gee, I keep losing track of all my keys and my possessions. I don't know where they are. I just can't figure out where they are.
Yeah, sometimes I have to borrow a phone and call my own phone number so I can find my phone.
I think everybody's done that, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But it's easy to lose track of time, especially during a busy day. I actually prefer to have a busy day as opposed to a slow day.
Makes time go faster that
way. Yeah, and it's also more interesting. So I don't mind a busy work day. Given the prevalence of technology in our lives, it's no surprise that there are apps to help us out. If there's a prevalence of something, it means there's a lot of that thing going around. You see it around you. It's not rare. It happens quite a bit. We have a lot of technology in our lives today. And I don't know if I want to add more to my life or subtract a little bit. I think I'm more apt to subtract than to add. But here it says there's a prevalence of technology. It's very common to see it.
Right. So because of that, because it's so common, it's no surprise that there are apps there to help us out. Gee, how many millions of apps are available on iPhone
Play
Store?
Play Store is Google. I don't know what the iPhone is.
Because I don't use an iPhone, so I don't
Google.
Know. But,
yeah.
But in any case, yes, you can download any app imaginable. And so there's no surprise, or it's no surprise, that there are apps to help us out. Now, Evo is an app or application that actually shuts off your phone or computer monitor when it's time for you to take a break. I can imagine this might be quite annoying if you're in the middle of a line conversation with your best friend or maybe five friends at the same time and suddenly your phone turns off, okay?
Ooh.
Well, this app does this automatically. It shuts off your phone or it shuts off your computer monitor when it's time for you to take a break. Of course, you know what your phone is, but a computer monitor, of course, is the big screen you look at when you're using your PC or your Mac, the monitor. Basically, it's like a TV set on your desk.
Yeah, it could be a flat screen monitor or it could be a fat one. Mostly these days, people have flat screen monitors. So it actually shuts off your phone or your monitor when it's time for you to take a break. I think it's a little weird that something outside of me is controlling things I own. So I don't know about that. Although we're going into that world because more and more of our lives are going to be controlled by robots.
Oh, no.
So anyway, according to experts, we should follow the 20-20-20 schedule. What does that mean? Well, we explain what that is in the next part of the sentence. That is, or in other words, stop looking at your screen every 20 minutes to stare for 20 seconds at an object 20 feet away. I think that's to help your vision, your eyesight, which is very important to all of us. So if you're on a schedule, it just means you have timed things out during your day to do something at a certain time. So 20 every 20 minutes, stare at something for 20 seconds at something 20 feet away. I don't know how many meters that is. I'm sorry, guys.
Divide that by three, probably about 7 meters or so, something like that. So, yes, indeed, that's the 20-20-20 rule or the 20-20 schedule. Every 20 minutes, look away and stare at something that's 20 feet away and stare at that thing for 20 seconds. Sometimes that's easier said than done because we might be in a crowded office and there just simply isn't a way to look at something that's 20 feet away. So you might have to go to the window or something and look out or go up to the roof and look at the clouds or something like that. But that takes time. And if you get caught doing that, you could be fired or forced to work overtime. So be careful with that. Well, this is Evo's default setting, but it can be adjusted to fit your preferences. Now, we all know what default settings are. When you get the computer or the phone, the factory has already put these settings in your phone.
Yeah.
They're the default settings, the original settings that the company put on the phone, and you can change them later on. Sometimes I hate those default settings, especially on word processors. If you push the enter button or something like that, then it inserts this bullet or something, and I don't want that thing there. How do you get it off? Then you got to go through all these menus and figure out how to turn that off. But that's an example of a default setting, what your computer does automatically. And so these default settings can be adjusted. You can change them, you can change the time, or you can turn them off to fit your preferences. Preferences, of course, are the way you want things.
Yeah. So one of my least favorite things about default settings is autocorrect on either Line or WhatsApp. So you're typing a message and maybe your friend's name is spelled weird, or you have a word that's a little different. If you're not careful, autocorrect changes it completely. And I type fast and send before I reread everything, so that makes me crazy. Anyway, you can adjust those default settings to preferences that you like, things that you tend to use more often. So here's the third paragraph, guys. Similar apps can remind you that you need to take breaks to get up and move around, and can even recommend exercises you could do while sitting at your desk. I've seen these exercises. Also, exercises maybe while you're sitting on a plane. They'll be good that you can use. So those are good to check out. If you remind somebody of something, you do something to let them know that they need to remember something. They need to not forget something. And if you recommend something, you give somebody your opinion about something. We'll often recommend restaurants or vacation places, or maybe hotels. Recommend lots of different things. Recommend books that we like. So you tell someone how you like something and why you think they should get it or use it or go there.
Right, I want to get a new phone. What do you recommend? What's your opinion? Should I get a Samsung? Should I get an Oppo or whatever? Yes, what is your recommendation? Mm-hmm. That's the noun form, recommendation. Recommend is the verb. And I'm kind of curious, can you imagine some exercises that you can do at your desk?
Sure. Oh, yeah, it's the same as if you're on a plane.
Like what? Yeah. What would you do?
You can exercise your butt by just squeezing it.
Squeeze your butt?
Okay. And also, I will often just lift up my legs under the desk, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, do a little. Yeah, no. Those are good to think about, actually. You've never done exercises at your desk?
Oh, sure I have, but I'm always interested to hear what other people are doing. I kind of squeeze those things.
Hold your stomach muscles in so your stomach's flatter?
Maybe. Yeah. I actually prefer to stand up because my butt gets kind of sore from sitting there for so long.
True.
You can spin around in your chair, maybe. You could stand up and maybe kick around a hacky sack or something like that. Who knows? Like I said, sometimes I have those hand exercising things. I don't know what they're called, but you kind of squeeze
those. I think
those.
They're tension releasers because you squeeze the ball and it's supposed to help your hands.
Yeah, kind of like those fidget spinners. It's kind of something to just use your hands for.
Keep you occupied.
Keep you occupied, indeed. But in any case here, some of these apps can recommend these exercises. And apps that do this include Move, Work Rave, and Break Time. So if you're interested, you could check these out at the Play Store or whatever for a possible app that you might download to your phone. And still another app is Posture Man Pat. That's the one you said that you might consider using. It uses your computer's webcam to let you know if you aren't sitting properly at your desk. Mm. Of course, you got a webcam on your PC, probably in your phone there too, so it probably keeps an eye on you. And if it detects that you're kind of slumping in your chair or kind of slouching, it maybe sounds an alarm, and a voice comes, "Hey, sit up straight. Don't slouch over like that. Sit up straight."
Yeah, my mom was always trying to get us not to slouch. She'd come and she'd push our shoulders back. So, yeah, you don't want to slouch. One of the most unusual apps is called Caffeine Zone, which monitors your caffeine intake. I actually have an app that monitors my weight and my nutrition, what I eat every day. And sometimes I use that. This is similar. It has to do with what you're consuming or taking into your body. Caffeine, of course, we talked about it in the first program. It gets your blood going faster. It just gives you a lot more energy for a bit. It gives you a little bit of a zip, a little zing. If you monitor something, you track it, you follow it, you see what's going on. And intake is something that you take into your body. Take in is the verb phrase. It's separate. Take something in. Here is the noun, the intake. What's your caffeine intake? What's your sugar intake? What's your fat intake? Things like that.
I think there's an intake valve in your engine or something where the fuel and the air is mixed together in the combustion chamber, which drives the piston and stuff like that. But that's another subject. But in any case here, I was kind of curious, how would this app know how much coffee you drink?
You have to tell it.
Yeah, you'd have to enter that information, so that's something you have to remember to do.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if it had a camera that could actually see your coffee cup.
That's and it creepy, would say, though. That's the robot direction.
That's like Big Brother coming into our lives and stuff like that.
I don't want people watching. Yeah.
But still, you do have to input that information yourself.
Sure.
And with this app, you know when it's time for a refill that'll keep you feeling alert. So if you entered the information, say, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then you reach for a cup of coffee at 8:30, the phone will remind you, it's too early for you to have that second cup of coffee. You've got to wait until 10 or whenever. Mm. So that's something that the app might do, and it will help you so you can continue to feel alert. And here, alert is very similar to the word awake.
Yeah.
But awake means you're just not sleeping. Alert means that you can notice things. You're very vigilant. You know what's happening around you. You're not kind of fadai. You know, you're not kind of daydreaming.
Sleepy.
You're
definitely
aware of what's going on all around you.
Yeah. Well, often the doctors will check young babies to see if they're alert, if their eyes are following you, if they're aware of what's going on. If they're not alert, it simply means something's probably wrong. So equally, the app warns you when you're drinking too much, especially late in the day when it might affect your sleep. I had a pop that had caffeine in it. It's the Fanta Orange. I like Fanta. But I drank it way too late in the day, and I could not go to sleep till 3 a.m. And I have to get up early. So be careful. That caffeine will keep you up when you really are tired and want to go to sleep. So our last bit of advice is to check out these apps and see how they can help you with your productivity. Tom and I were talking about this word. Productivity is also pronounced productivity. He read it productivity. I tend to say productivity, and it's just the quality of being productive, getting things done, accomplishing things. You want to be productive at work so you can impress your boss and hopefully get promoted and get more money or get a big, Chinese New Year bonus, things like that.
Maybe some extra vacation time as well, or some health insurance or dental insurance and stuff like that. So, yes, indeed, you certainly want to be productive. And, hey, yes, don't slack off at work. It's not worth it if you're productive. It makes the day go much faster, and you actually enjoy your job. And some of these apps might actually help you out. But I would be someone who probably would stay away from apps. I think we already have too many excuses to bend our heads down and look at those phones. I think that's bad on our necks. I think ultimately it's going to give us major headaches when we're over 50 years old. So, yes, watch out for that. But anyway, that's my opinion.
Oh, but I wanted to mention, you use the phrase slack off.
Slack off.
If you're slacking off, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're being lazy, you know, so you don't want to slack off. That's not going to look good at all to the boss. Okay, right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we have a couple of discussion questions that'll follow.
Hi everyone, my name's Jenny. 今天我们继续要来谈怎么样让你的工作保持活力。其实要保持工作的续航力，可是有所谓的 pebble， 什么呢？就是利用应用软体。好，我们看到应用软体就是 app。 我们知道 APP 它其实是从 application 这个字变来的。好，那这些应用软体当然有很多个，我们就一一来看一下。首先它这边就告诉你，我们提到应该有偶尔呢就要休息一下，然后让眼睛休息。可是问题就是我们常常 lose track of time, 就一忙就忘了时间。那他这边就说到 given the prevalence of technology in our lives。 好，我先看这边的 given 看起来它就像一个 PP form, 也就是所谓的过去分词，也没错。不过 given 它有的时候的用法上，我们就把它当作像介系词一样，像这个字，这个 given 我们可以直接说它就是一个介系词，它后面接名词，那意思就是说考虑到哪一点。我们如果把它换成 considering blah blah blah, 意思是说得通的。那这边要考虑到的就是考虑到说现在我们的生活里面科技非常的普遍。好，所以说这个有应用软体能帮我们去摆脱我们的困境，其实一点也不奇怪。It's no surprise, 就是我们所谓的不足为奇。那有哪些 apps 呢？第一个介绍的是 EVO, 这个软体它是怎么运作的？它呢，很妙，休息时间到了，它自然就会把你的手机跟电脑荧幕的就给关了。这样子的应用软体还不错。那专家们说，其实我们应该要遵守的这种原则这种时间的安排应该是 20-20-20。 这个意思很妙，它有解释它解释的时候用到了一个片语 that is, 提到 20-20-20 schedule, 那当然我们一看是看不懂的，所以你要进一步，换言之也就是说，好，看到分号很重要，这个标点符号，因为 that is 这个片语只是一个 transitional phrase, 它基本上就是一个转折词。好，那 that is 逗点后面就要讲，换句话说解释一下，每20分钟你一定要停止看荧幕，然后去看20尺外的物体20秒。好，这就是三个 20 在一起的意思。那这个当然就是这个软体应用软体的一个 default setting。 default 这个字我们在电脑用语里面常常看到，它代表的就是预设的，所以是一个预设的设定 default setting。 好，我们再看还有没有别的，当然有，这边呢一连串就提到了好几个，包括像 move, 像 work rave, 还有 break time。 不过我们知道我们在举例的时候说到有一连串的东西，一个两个三个，可是你还没讲完，你知道其实 app 很多，那还有一个提到这个最后再提的就会写一个 still another。 still another 就是还有个没提到的，这就是 posture man pat。 好，不管这些东西，当然其实算到这边是这一段的第四个。好，我们就记得了，还有没有？肯定还有别的。像下一段他就说了，其实还有一个蛮独特的应用软体叫做Caffeine Zone。 我们知道 Caffeine 就是指咖啡因，这个咖啡因警戒区这个软体是蛮特别的，因为它是监控你的咖啡因的摄取量。所以什么叫咖啡因摄取量呢？看到这个字 Intake 当然我们如果把动词片语拆开来看，take in something 就是你吃进去，那你 intake整个就变成一个名词了。好，提到你的咖啡因摄取量，用了这个软体它就可以监控让你不要喝得过多。好，那这个软体呢，一旦用了之后，它就会你就会知道说什么时候续杯可以哦，这样子你就可以让你的思路同样保持敏捷。当然咯，这个软体还有相对的功能，就是如果喝太多它也会警告你。所以介绍到这边，其实说穿了就是告诉大家，应用生活科技这等等的软体也许就可以帮你保持你工作的续航力。 keep you going at work. OK, 我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, it's time for us to have a discussion. Our discussion question is, at least we got a couple of them.
Yeah.
The first one is, what apps do you use to help you with your daily life?
Oh, that's good. I actually have a dictionary app on my phone, and it's English for learners, so the definitions are a little bit more simple, because sometimes my mind goes blank. I don't know how to talk about a you know, particular term or something.I like lots of news apps. I'm a news junkie. I love the news.
Okay.
My bachelor's is journalism, so broadcasting, so I love the news. So I have lots of news apps. Line, WhatsApp to communicate with people. My clients will line me. Instagram to look at photos from my friends and family. And what else do I use a lot? I use... that app I was telling you about to track the calories I eat every day. And I have a sleep app that actually tells me how many hours that I slept and had deep sleep or REM sleep. That one's fun. It has sound effects. Like I have a summer night where it sounds like crickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear like the air and the wind and the breeze. I actually use my apps on my phone a lot.
Okay, well, I don't really have many apps that help me stay awake or be productive the office.
No.
But, yeah, like you, I've got a Chinese dictionary in my phone. I've got a Japanese dictionary in my phone. I've got Shazam.
What is
that? What helps identify songs.
Oh.
All you do is turn it on and hold it up to the song that's playing on the radio, and it will tell you what it is.
That's great.
That's very useful.
I forgot about that one.
But that's basically only the apps I use. Of course, I've got the Clean Master to get rid of all the...junk in there.
So I did a commercial for them. You have Line and WhatsApp, though, too.
I do. Yes, you need those kind of in the business community these days. But I don't really use them that often. But let's move on now to the next question here. What is something you wish you had an app for?
Oh, that's hard. I don't know. Is there an app I'd really like to have? I wish I had an app that would tell me which clothes in my closet to keep and which ones just to throw out or give away because...I hate organizing my closet.
Well, what I'd like to have is a heart monitor.
Really?
So that it can kind of connect to my phone. I'd probably need a sensor to
put
on my chest or something.
There's an app for that. I've already downloaded and tried it. I wanted to see what my pulse was, how fast your heart is beating. You can download that now.
But I need a sensor to detect my heart and not my pulse.
You put it on your phone.
You need some kind of Bluetooth connection or something like that. But in any case, I'm sure all of you can have discussions about apps that would be far more interesting than the discussion we just had. So knock yourselves out. Have a good time. And that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Hopefully you learned a thing or two about apps to help you be more productive and have those energy levels while you're at work or school. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.